Agenda item number two, it's on reports from the 60th and 61st session of the Executive Committee. And I have the honor to present those two reports. First of all, I'll start with the report of the 60th session. And the right document is Alnom 08/31/3. And it's my sincere hope the delegations have had the opportunity to go through this report. And I would wish to concentrate on the issues where the Commission is required to take an action. And this is to confirm that the meeting was held between 4th and 7th December in Rome. And we looked at matters arising from reports of the Commission and the Executive Committee. One of those was the draft procedure and criteria for streamlining the Commission's work on development of regional standards and their convention into worldwide standards. And of course, we note the 30th session did adopt on temporary basis a procedure for the conversion of regional standards into international standards, pending the outcome of a review which was done by the chairperson and the vice chairpersons, who identified a set of draft procedures and criteria for use by the Executive Committee in its critical review to assist in streamlining its work on development of regional standards as opposed to international standards and their convention into worldwide standards. The Bureau did meet, and I would like to draw the attention of the meeting of the Commission to Part A, and that is paragraph 6 through paragraph 9 of the report. And the Commission did come up, the Executive Committee did come up or did agree with the guidelines prepared by the Bureau. And there were two observations from the Executive Committee. One was that the guidelines were not meant to amend or replace the criteria for the establishment of work priorities in the procedural manual, but aimed at providing further guidance to the members of the Executive Committee when performing the critical review on proposals for new or revised commodity standards, so that an evidence-based decision on the need for regional or international standard could be made while ensuring the good quality of the information presented in the project documents. And indeed, I'm glad to report that we started using those criteria in the last meeting. The other observation that the Commission need to note is that the committee agreed that the guidelines should be kept as support document primarily for use by the Executive Committee to perform critical review. The Executive Committee further agreed to append the guidelines to the report, and this is Appendix 2 of this report, in order to make them widely available, and that in order to assist Codex members and the Codex subsidiary bodies when preparing project documents, that they will be evaluated against these new guidelines. So the Commission is invited to note these two observations. And I'll draw the attention of the Commission to Part B, proposed procedures for conversion of regional standards into worldwide standards. And the committee agreed to append the procedures for conversion of regional standards into worldwide standards to the report, and that is Appendix 3, and to request the approval of this commission for their inclusion in Part 5 of the elaboration procedure of the procedural manual. So this is again an issue requiring attention and decision by this commission. So may I take it that at least for this part, the Commission can note the two observations made, I've just read under part A, and also the Commission can agree to append this proposed procedures, conventional regional standards, to part five of the elaborated procedure in the procedural manual. Thank you very much. Then the Commission has noted and approved. And then paragraphs 13 through paragraphs 36 is a substantial agenda item on the agenda of this session, and that is a review of Codex Committee structure and the mandates of the Codex Committees and Task Force. So I'm going to propose to the Commission that we skip this agenda item and come back to it again when we are on agenda 11B. The next item is the critical review for the elaboration of Codex standards and related texts, monitoring progress of standards development. We had a very fruitful discussion on this, and the Secretariat informed the committee that FAO and WHO Coordinating Committee for Asia, initially scheduled to take place between 17th and 20th November, would probably need a five-day session to complete its work, as its agenda included several regional commodity standards at various steps in the elaboration procedure. So as a commission, we were invited to note this. The committee noted that the FAO Coordinating Committee for Near East would consider the elaboration of several items of new work at its next session, January 2009. The committee also noted that the status preparation of the eighth session of Committee on Natural Mineral Waters, which had been reactivated at the 30th session of the committee, and indeed it has met. So it's just a point for information to the Commission. The next item that was dealt with in that Executive Committee meeting was financial and budgetary matters, and I wish to draw the attention of the Commission to the substantial agenda item on today's session. And that, of course, we have a report under the executive committee, last executive committee's session, and that's item B, 4B. That is the consideration of alternative funding mechanism, and we shall also discuss it in this session. And then from there, I would like to take the committee through to paragraph 62. And that is under proposed schedule of Codex meetings. The Executive Committee did note that members hosting a Codex session should expedite the conclusion of a letter of agreement and the memorandum of responsibilities with FAO, because significant delay at this step resulted in delays for issuing a formal invitation, which also led to reduced participation due to problems related to visa insurance and travel arrangements. And as Commission, we are invited to endorse this observation by the Commission, by the Executive Committee, and in fact, do require that any host country or prospecting host country should know and take seriously its obligation as it pertains to the letter of the FAO and the memorandum of understanding, and take its international responsibilities for hosting these meetings. Often we are hearing a lot of complaints, and maybe at a later stage we need to consider what to do with such host countries that continue not abiding to what we are proposing here, that timely signing of the letter of agreement and also timely signing of the memorandum of responsibility. And in fact, implementing the different requirements under these two texts or letters. So as a commission, we should echo this. Thank you very much. Then we note and echo and in fact insist. Then the other item on the report is matters arising from the reports of the Commission, the Codex Committee on Task Forces. Again, this is a substantial item and item of this session. We have relationships between the Codex of Parliamentarians Commission and other international organizations. And again, it's an agenda item under this session. And there is Info 2 report of the Secretary that also highlights more on this. But it suffices to report that in the last Executive Committee meeting, we looked at requests for observer status from two organizations, the European Federation of Bottled Waters and the International Probiotics Association. The Executive Committee did not recommend to the Directors General of FAO and WHO for granting of observer status for European Federation of Bottled Waters, as we shall see again in the report of the 61st Executive Committee meeting. And it did recommend granting of observer status to International Probiotics Association. Another substantial item discussed in the 60th Executive Committee was the FAO-WHO project and trust fund for enhanced participation in Codex. And again, this is a substantial agenda item and item 14. And it's my sincere request that we endeavor to discuss it fully under that agenda item. And then we had other matters from FAO and WHO, and one of those was a statement which was given by FAO and WHO. I will report this again under the report of the Executive Committee last week, agenda item 2A. The issue of provision of scientific advice, that will also come again. But we did note that the representative of WHO and FAO informed the committee that FAO and WHO had established the Global Initiative Food-Related Scientific Advice, GIPSA, did agree to recommend to this commission to adopt the proposed amendments to the terms of reference as proposed by the task force without any amendments. On the proposed amendments to the format of Codex Committee standards and to relations between commodity committees and general committees, I wish to draw the attention of the Commission to paragraph 42, where the Executive Committee agreed to recommend that the proposed amendments to the format of the commodity standards be adopted by the Commission as presented in Annex 3 of Alnom 08/31/4, so we are required to take a decision here, and I would suggest that as a commission we adopt that amendment. And also the committee agreed to recommend that the proposed amendments to the relations between commodity committees and the general committees be adopted with the following amendments. Include a reference to Codex Stand 193 of 1995 to the first paragraph of the session on contaminants, replace the term revision to amendments in the same session for consistency for use of those terms that were defined in the procedural manual. That is a recommendation under paragraph 43, and I would really wish the Commission adopt this recommendation. There's also a recommendation under paragraph 44. The committee also agreed to recommend that the proposed inclusion of reference to contaminants in the section on methods of analysis of pesticide residues in food be deleted, as recognizing that the addition of the contaminants in the section would cause contradiction to the existing terms of reference of the Committee on Methods of Analysis and Sampling. Consequently, it was agreed that this session should cover the relations between the Committee on Methods of Analysis and Sampling on one hand and the Committee on Pesticide Residues and Residues on Veterinary Drugs on the other hand. The other substantial item discussed was the proposed amendment to the work instructions for the implementation of the critical approach in Codex, and the committee at the same time agreed that the adoption of the proposed amendments need not be delayed and recommended the adoption by the 31st session of the commission. So we are also suggesting that we adopt this recommendation. Again, the main body and indeed the main agenda item and main work item of the last meeting, executive committee, was the critical review for elaboration of codex standards and related texts. And paragraph 47, the draft standards related texts submitted to the commission for adoption, we had quite a number of those. And the committee recognizing the criteria for the critical review were met, supported the adoption of codex standards and related texts submitted as step 3, 5, 8, 5 by following the committees. And this will form, again, a main agenda item, and that will be agenda item 4. Of this session, so I'll ask the commission to come back to this when we are discussing agenda item 4. Another item discussed was the financial and budgetary matter that will come under agenda item 9 of this session. Agenda item strategy planning on the Codex Alimentarius Commission, that is agenda item 10 of this commission session. Implementation of the joint FAO-WHO evaluation of the Codex Alimentarius and other FAO and WHO work on food standards, that's item 11 of this session. Relations between the Codex Alimentarius Commission and other international organizations, that's item 14 of this session. And we have the FAO-WHO Trust Project and Trust Fund for Enhanced Participation in Codex. That's item 14 of this session. Other business, item 15 of this session. And date and place of the next session, we shall also come to it in this session. Ladies and gentlemen, this brings me to the end of the presentation, the report from the 61st session. And I would suggest to the Commission that we note the report and we endorse the different recommendations as I have read out. And unless there is an observation from the floor, there was one from Argentina, please. Argentina, please. Could you go to the right paragraph? And if anything, some clear suggestion on how we can make progress. Thank you very much. Argentina.
Brazil. Colombia.
Gracias, señor presidente. Es solamente para una aclaración. En la parte anterior de esta reunión hemos mencionado el tema de las normas privadas y que se iba a tratar bajo el punto 9 de la agenda, creo. En el informe del Comité Ejecutivo se vuelve a mencionar esta cuestión y querría saber si durante la discusión del tema en realidad vamos a tomar una sola decisión respecto a esta cuestión. Si todos los aspectos van a ser abordados cuando lo tratemos. Gracias.
Thank you, Argentina. Unless there are some issues which were left out as the current report of the Executive Committee stands, starting from paragraph 6 through paragraph 11, the Commission would be wisely advised to adopt the statement in paragraph 12. Colombia, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. Quisiera referirme al párrafo 22 del informe de la 61 reunión del Comité Ejecutivo y quisiera tener claridad en cuanto a la redacción del párrafo, es decir, que el Comité Ejecutivo no tratará el tema de consenso, dice, puesto que él ese tema lo debería, habría de examinar en la 25 reunión del Comité del CODES de Principios Generales. ¿Hay mandato ya para el Comité de Principios Generales para que trate ese tema en la próxima reunión de ese mismo comité, señor presidente? Gracias.
Thank you, Colombia. It's going to be discussed again in this session, and I think they have the mandate, but we can reinforce the mandate. Secretary, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The decision was taken at the last session of the Commission to the effect that 25th session of the General Principles Committee will discuss the issue of consensus. The last session of the Commission also agreed upon a detailed timeline that would lead to the discussion at this Committee on General Principles, including the request of inputs from the current Codex chairs and host governments, circulation of their observation to the members, solicitation of member comments on those that paper, and discussion of the original paper together with the member country comments at the next session of the General Principles Committee in April 2009. So detailed timeline had already been agreed upon by this Commission at the last year. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretary, for reminding us on what we had agreed in the last Commission session. Brazil, please.
Gracias, presidente. Gracias por su amplio y detallado informe sobre el Comité Ejecutivo. Yo quisiera aquí abordar un tema. Cuando usted se refirió en su resumen de la 60ª reunión del Comité Ejecutivo, usted mencionó que los temas sobre la estructura de los comités y los mandatos serían examinados en el punto 11B de nuestra agenda de trabajo. Cuando usted se refirió en su resumen sobre la 61ª reunión y se refería a los párrafos 16 a 21, usted no mencionó que esos temas serían deliberados dentro de nuestra agenda de trabajo de la Comisión también bajo el punto 11B. Entonces, yo quisiera, porque usted hago esa observación por la siguiente situación. Usted nos pidió que referendáramos, que la membresía referendara el informe del Comité Ejecutivo, y sobre este tema en particular usted no se refirió que esta situación sería estudiada bajo el punto 11B de nuestra agenda. Entonces, solo para una clarificación de esta delegación, quisiera que usted pudiera, en su determinación como presidente, dejar claro, sin equívoco, este punto. Gracias.
Yeah, I can confirm that it will be discussed again under agenda item 11. Thank you. And Egypt, please. No, sorry, it was Egypt, sorry, it was Sudan first. Sudan, please.
Shukran Sayyid al-Rais. وأحييكم وأحيي السادة المؤتمرين. سيد الرئيس، بدءا من وجهة نظر فيما يلي الخطابين الأولين، الأول الذي ألقاه مندوب هيئة الصحة العالمية سيد ديفيد، والخطاب الثاني الذي ألقاه الصديق عز الدين بوطريف عن منظمة الأغذية والزراعة، ودي أن تناقش هذه الخطابات، يعني فيها أشياء لازم أن تناقش. على سبيل المثال، في خطاب هيئة الصحة العالمية يتحدث عن مستحضرات ألبان الرضع، ولنا وجهة نظر في ذلك. والأخ بوطريف يتحدث عن دورة إلكترونية أقيمت الكاريبي، ونهيب أيضا من منظمة الهيئة في الشرق الأوسط الأخ عز الدين أن تنظم مثل هذه الدورة على مستوى الشرق الأوسط. هذا فيما يلي الخطابين أخي الرئيس، وأتمنى أن تناقش هذه الخطابات لاحقا. أما عن التقرير الذي قدمته عن الدورة 60، فأشير إلى الصفحة 3 من التقرير، النقطة 4 التي تقرأ بالإنجليزية The committee recalled that the 30th session إلى آخره. في رأيي يا سيد الرئيس، وأوافق في تفعيل المواصفات الإقليمية لتصبح أو تتوافق مع المواصفات العالمية، هذا حسن. وعلى سبيل المثال، فيما يلي الأفلاتوكسينز في الفول السوداني أو الذرة السوداني، نجد أن الكودكس هيئة دستور الأغذية تقبل حتى 15 جزء من المليون، بينما المجموعة الأوروبية تقبل فقط 4 إلى 5 أجزاء من المليون. فأعتقد أن هذا الاتجاه من اللجنة جاء في التقرير، هذا مقبول بالنسبة لدينا، ونرجو أن نجد المواصفات الإقليمية متوافقة مع المواصفات العالمية، وتحديدا مع مواصفات الآيزو ومواصفات الكودكس. شكرا جزيلا سيد الرئيس.
Thank you, Sudan. Regarding your statement on the issues raised in the FAO and WHO papers, usually, and that has been the practice, we would, the Secretariat will look at those, and if there are issues required, then they are brought to the attention of the Executive Committee. So we don't have room in this session to address issues raised directly from the parent organizations, and for good reason that we need to give a thought and also see whether are there still issues that we can handle immediately, do we need consultation or otherwise. But I should also mention there are quite a number of side events during this session, and please, members are invited to attend these sessions, and quite a number of the issues raised in the two papers will also be addressed. Secretary, please.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just to echo what you just said, within the established practices and tradition, greetings from the parent organizations are not subject to discussion. Instead, we are supposed to discuss those items sitting on the agenda, which was just adopted. This being said, a number of issues raised by the distinguished delegate of Sudan are covered here or there in the item, in the agenda, and especially for the code of practice for powdered infant formula, FAO and WHO especially scheduled a side event on Friday morning to brief the delegations about the implications of the new Codex Code together with other guidance documents already available from FAO and WHO in particular. Therefore, there will be ample opportunities for delegations to get information on these documents and also ask questions and interact with other members. So opportunities are provided. Thank you. Also, on the subject of e-learning on Codex operation system, there will be an interactive demonstration tomorrow lunchtime in this place with the moderator showing on the screen how you can make the best use of e-learning course. So there are opportunities, and I hope that the Sudan delegation could note those opportunities given. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretary. And on my list, I have Egypt, Iran, and Uruguay. I'm tempted to close the list. And I should also remind the respective delegations that it's the wish of the current chair to get a credit for at least having finished the agenda of the session. And we have a time clock, and it's supposed to be set to only allow 2 minutes. And I hope it will be activated soon. And please,
for the time, delegation can serve.
We don't have all that time luxury, so be precise, to the point, and the more words there are, the tendency that we get to lose your point. So please, Egypt, please.
Shukran, Sayyid al-Rais. نصف دقيقة فقط إن شاء الله. أولا بداية سيد الرئيس شكرا لكم على عرضكم الطيب لهذا التقرير، ولكن أعود إلى موضوع توافق الآراء. في الاجتماع السابق لجنة المبادئ العامة كانت هناك ورقة عمل في هذا الموضوع وتم مناقشتها، ولكن لم يتم الوصول إلى خلاصة في هذا الموضوع، إلى رأي قاطع في هذا الموضوع، وتم تأجيله إلى الاجتماع القادم إن شاء الله في 2009 لمزيد من النقاش للوصول إلى رأي موحد في هذا الموضوع. شكرا سيد الرئيس.
Thank you, Egypt. It's also the wish of the Commission that the consensus is attained and was reached during that 25th session of the General Principles. Thank you for reminding us that. And Iran, please.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. Let me thank as the others regarding the so many efforts that have been done already by the Executive Committee in this effort, in this subject. Coming back, Mr. Chairman, to item 949, in the last sentence, while we fully respect the consumer's health in this regard, we would like the following concern, that we are concerned on that. Mr. Chairman, as you know well, the sampling standard, the sampling plan, usually have already worked in the group, in the CCCF group, and they had consensus on that. And we believe it is not necessary that this consensus again forwarded back to the CCMAS, Mr. Chairman. And as we heard about it, some delegates and countries already in the CCF, they provided, and again, they have to back again with together in the committee and to work in this issue in the CCMAS again with together. These are those ones who have already worked with together and came to consensus on that. As heard about it, even in the EC committee, some delegates did not have any consensus on the issue that proposed in this text. So briefly, Mr. Chairman, we propose an incision working group to deal with again this issue and bring back again the consensus and the result to the committee for more discussion on that. Mr. Chairman, in principle, the maximum level living committee and the sampling plan cannot be separated from each other. So it will be resulted in not transaction the issue. So finally, again, we do not agree on that the forwarding issue to the CCMAS committee, and let us to discuss more in the working group and then come back to this. Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Iran, for drawing your attention to that very relevant paragraph, but as you recall, I did not really go through these paragraphs for the simple reason that we are going to address the same issue under item 4. So can I give you the privilege of presenting the same issue under item 4, please? Thank you very much.
It's possible. Thank you.
Uruguay, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. Mi participación quería hacer referencia al párrafo 13, en el que menciona que sería prematuro adoptar el método de teleconferencia para las reuniones intergubernamentales del CODEX, incluidas los grupos de trabajo. Y quiero traer a colación el curso que mencionó el representante de FAO sobre la videoconferencia, un curso de capacitación a través de videoconferencia, de los cuales los países en desarrollo de América Latina tuvimos oportunidad de participar, y que fue una experiencia sumamente enriquecedora, de muy bajo costo, porque participábamos más de 20 personas a través de una pantalla. Por lo cual quisiera dejar la observación planteada de que, si bien se consideró en el Comité Ejecutivo que no es el momento ahora de implementarlo y seguimos con el correo electrónico, que no se descarte esa posibilidad de implementarlo a la brevedad, porque de hecho ya está la experiencia en países en desarrollo y no hubo ningún problema técnico y todo salió perfectamente. Gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you very much, Uruguay. That's a very good learning experience, and I hope slowly. You know, I remember at the very beginning, even when we are talking of internet, emails, people were shying away. But slowly it has improved, and we are now using emails and internet. And sooner or later, we might be using teleconferencing. But there are two issues. I mean, the one you reported is on capacity building, with restricted participation, regional, as compared to what we are addressing here of codex session, be it commission session or subsidiary board session. And you really appreciate not all the members of commission are at the same level as we have described. So thank you very much for that learning experience, and we shall take, I'm sure members have heard of it, and as the system evolves, telecommunication becomes easier and cheaper, maybe at one time. But the conclusion as it stands, I think we can all agree. Seeing no any other flag, I'm tempted to leave this agenda item. And Secretary, can we go to agenda item 16, please?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Item 16 is a special agenda item. We cannot address it in one single shot. We have to open item 16 at this point and deal with it throughout the course of this week. Mr. Chairman, as some the remarks have already been made to your very excellent chairmanship and the valuable contributions of your vice chairs to the work of the Commission. However, the incumbent chairperson and vice chairpersons are reaching the end of their third term, each consisting of 1 year, and in accordance with Codex rules, they are not eligible for the same office. The details about the procedures and eligibility is set out in document Arinom 08/31/2. With regard to the members of Executive Committee elected on geographic basis, they were elected at the last session of the Commission for the term that would cover 2 regular sessions of the Commission. Therefore, a priori, there are no elections foreseen for these members and also for regional coordinators, unless some vacancy arises as a consequence to the election of the chairperson and vice chairpersons. Mr. Chairman, Rule 5.1 of the Rules of Procedure of the Commission provides that no more than one member of the executive committee can come from the same codex member or the same country. This is a reason why there is a need to organize elections in a cascade so that we first proceed with the election of the chairperson, and only after the successful candidate is known, we shall open nominations for vice chairpersons. This would allow that the country whose candidate for the chairperson place was not successful in the chairperson election can still nominate candidates for vice chairpersons. Mr. Chairman, the proposed timetable for the election is presented at the last page of document Alinom 08/31/1, which is the provisional agenda. According to this timetable, nomination for chairperson's office would start at 13 hours today and will be closed at noon sharp tomorrow. If there is only one candidate for the office of the chairperson, there will be no need to organize a ballot, and the single candidate can be confirmed by acclamation. If it is not the case, the secret ballot shall start at at 17:30 on Tuesday, tomorrow. The nominations for vice chairperson's post would open on Wednesday at 9:30, and nomination will be closed at 15 hours on Wednesday. Again, Mr. Chairman, the number of posts that will be available as vice chairpersons will be three posts. Therefore, if the nominations are of the number equal to or less than three, there will be no need to organize ballot. If it is not the case, secret ballot will be organized at 17:30 on Wednesday. Mr. Chairman, elections are organized in the evening in order not to cut into the precious time for discussion to deal with other substantive items. Therefore, I would like to ask kind understanding of the delegates that for these elections beyond 17:30, the proceedings will continue without interpretation. However, the Secretariat will make sure that procedures followed and rules are crystal clear to all delegations. Therefore, we could start the explanation on the procedures sometime before 5:30 p.m. tomorrow and the day after tomorrow, so that we can explain well the procedures to delegations voting and of course take up as many questions that may arise. Therefore, we should be able to invest a good volume of time over the night sessions, but this is the only way to get 1 week session of the Commission to conduct its business and to allow all delegations to go back home after 1 week. Otherwise, the Commission will need to sit over 1 week, and there will be significant financial implications. So this is the way we should handle the elections this week. Mr. Chairman, at this point, I suggest that the Commission endorses the timetable, the draft timetable for the election of the officer of the commission set out on the last page of the provisional agenda. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Secretary, for that very good explanation, and I'm sure most of the delegates have heard of it, especially the request that we need to be around during the voting. And can I then ask the Commission to endorse the timetable? But before that, I recognize the flag of Argentina, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. En realidad, nuestra intervención no tiene relación con este punto, sino con el anterior, porque usted cerró y abrió simultáneamente el nuevo tema, y a mí me había quedado una cuestión por abordar que tenía, no sé si me permite hacer mención a ella.
Argentina, besides being very tolerant and really wishing to have everybody speaking, but I had closed that agenda item. And unfortunately, I cannot reopen discussion on that agenda item. But if you could keep your views, and if they follow under any of the substantial agenda items of this session, please raise them. Thank you. If there is no any other flag, then I wish to ask the Commission to endorse the election timetable as presented on the last page of document Alnom 8/31/1. Thank you very much. Then the timetable is adopted.